AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Today's episode is Cooking Your Way Through Discipline. In today's food segment, it's going to be baking and precision in the kitchen.
Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
On today's episode, I want to dive into the fact that discipline is sometimes looked at as a negative, but I want to turn it into a positive. I also want to go over why some people feel like it's restricting when it actually gives you freedom. On today's talking points for the food side, I really want to dive into some baking tips and tricks and also go over control versus creativity. So let's get started.
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Cooking Your Way Through Life with me, Chef Hollywood. First off and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for riding with me for this long, for all of my longtime listeners, because we've been doing this since 2020. But I also want to say welcome to my new listeners, because I know with this new format and everything that's happening going forward, I'm going to get some new people in here, and I'm very excited about that. And I'm actually just like overwhelmed by all of the positivity that's coming. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I do want to say for all my new listeners, this is not everything's going to be new to you. So I don't really have to say too much, but welcome to the tribe. We're also starting in a couple weeks. You'll be seeing a lot of promo and stuff for it. The YouTube channel is coming, but you can already go and like and subscribe and share the YouTube channel, because as of today, the YouTube channel is up and running, and this episode will be the first episode featured on the YouTube channel. So I'm also going to be gearing all the episodes going forward to YouTube, and you'll be seeing different things drop on YouTube as well. So I'll be working on getting the older episodes on YouTube, but that'll be coming a little bit later. Going to try to integrate those over a little bit at a time. But for now, this will be the first episode dropped on YouTube. So you'll be able to see, or you'll be able to hear this episode. But I just wanted to move to the YouTube format because we'll be having new episodes over there and new shows as well. Now, on the other side, for my longtime listeners, thanks once again. You'll notice that one thing that's changed is that I won't be giving you direct recipes every single episode. So one, we've been doing this since 2020, so it's been a long time. But also two, with going to the YouTube route and actually doing cooking demonstrations, you'll be able to see me cooking it. I really wanted to know what you want to see so I can actually do that for you on the YouTube format. Whereas since you listen to my podcast in the car, while you're in the gym and other things, I really want to give you tips and tricks that could probably stick with you, that you can go home and use when you are cooking, versus just telling your recipe and then you have to go back and what did he say, you know, and things like that. So just the format's changed, and you know, with everything, change is inevitable. And if you can't adapt to change, you know, that means you usually die out. So we're just changing for the good over here. Now, going with today's episode, I want to talk about discipline, because this is the perfect episode to kick off this new venture going forward, everything. Also, we're not doing, it's not going to be different seasons anymore. So you'll notice that after season 5, going forward, it'll just be every single week. I want to be more consistent with you guys. And that actually comes off the topic today of discipline. One of my things I really wanted to dive into a little bit more about myself was discipline, because, you know, discipline is a promise that you make, that you keep to yourself. It's a promise that you keep to yourself. So it's like you say, I want to do something, and nobody else is holding you accountable for it. It's just you holding yourself accountable for it. And so I used to always think that it was like more of a punishment, I guess. It's just like, you know, because when you think about growing up, or at least in my case, I would think about growing up, and I was just like, you know, you discipline a child, you know, like you need more discipline in your life. It's like, oh, okay, like it's a punishment. But it's really about self-respect, because everything that you do for yourself is for your own self-worth, your own self-love for yourself. And it's like building up your self-respect. So one thing that I really am working on right now is building up that, because I have so many great things happening in my life right now. And I feel like if I don't have a great foundation of discipline, if something wavers, if something goes bad, I can possibly, you know, fall in a sense. Like, and I feel like the discipline is what keeps you grounded and what keeps you kind of steady, you know? One of the things that I'm really working on right now, I'm reworking on it too. And that's another thing too. Like, don't be ashamed or afraid to say that you need to realign yourself, because, you know, we slip sometimes, you know. But I think that I really, really want to learn a different language. And I've been wanting to learn French forever. I have Rosetta Stone. I have the access to do these things, but I have not been disciplined enough to actually consistently do it. And so that's one of the things that I'm actually starting this week. And actually this week, I've actually just started this. And that's another thing too. I want to say, side note, I think sometimes, or at least for me, I can't speak for everybody, but sometimes we push things off and we'll say, I'm going to start my new diet on New Year's. I'm going to start doing this in 2 months. I'm going to start. And it's like, the push off sometimes will deter you from actually staying disciplined and being consistent. So that's what I've been trying to work on as well. Like, just jumping into it when I want to do something. I want to learn French. And I want to dedicate a certain amount of time every day to my French lessons. Because if you can dedicate a certain amount of time every day to checking your Facebook, if you can dedicate a certain amount of time every day to, you know, going to the gym, then you should be able to do this. And I'm talking to myself. Like, I'm not even talking to you guys, but I think it applies, you know, like when you want to add something, a lot of times we think about what can we take away, but some of the things you're taking away, it doesn't even really make or break you throughout the day. Like, if you're already spending like 30 minutes. You only got 30 minutes. You already spent 30 minutes scrolling TikTok, but you want to learn a different language and it's a 15 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day that you can do. I feel like you can work it in, you know, it's just about if you want it. So I think that's one of the things I'm working on right now. And I really think that it is something that I'm super excited about, but at the same time, like, I know myself well enough to know that when I jump into things and when I add things to my plate, I have to be consistent. I'm that person that I skip a day of gym and I make excuses for why I'm not going to the gym anymore. So I do know that about myself. So I have to like be very, very mindful to make sure that when I do add things, I add realistic goals and realistic like ways of adding things in and not being like overzealous, because I'll just hurt myself in the long run if I do that. And I think the best thing that I can say for how I get started with this is my motivation. You know, like the motivation gets you started, but then your discipline is what keeps you going, right? So it's like my motivation for doing it is to better myself right now. And I think that when you're motivated for yourself, then it gives you extra battery in your pack, if that makes sense. Like, a lot of times, I know throughout my life, I've done things for other people. You know, like, I've gotten in shape for a relationship. I've like, done different things for friends. Like, I've done different things for a job. And, like, those things, after that relationship was over, after that friendship wasn't as strong, after that job was gone, I didn't keep those things, you know, because I was doing it for other people. But when my motivation is about me, and it might sound self-centered, but it's like, you know, airplane mode. I cannot help other people without putting my mask on. So it's like, if your motivation is about you, in the long run, you will usually keep it up and you will stay disciplined to it and keep going, because it affects you. You know what I mean? I think now I'm at a place in my life where I'm motivated to be disciplined about things that help make me the person I want to be, which might be great in the relationship that I'm in or the job that I'm in. But if that relationship falls apart, that job falls apart, I know that I'm me no matter what. And I still have these things that I wanted to do as my standard of living. And I'm very happy in that. So I think that's a big thing. It's like, figure out what your motivation is, because it's going to be your start, right? And then after you get your start, then it's just like, okay, so now you can start the journey of being disciplined. And I think that goes back to what I was saying earlier about, like, don't take time to be like, I'm going to do this in 2 months. Like, sometimes you need to just start, because you will talk your way, you will talk yourself out of it. Stuff will come up. Life is always lifing. Like, it's always something, you know, like, if you're like, I'm going to wait to start going to the gym in 3 weeks, like, something is going to happen within those 3 weeks. It might not even be something bad. It might just be something that would deter you from going to the gym in 3 weeks. And it's just like, when you want to do it and you have the means and the capabilities and the time to do it, do it. I think that's the biggest thing that I've been, like, definitely learning and accepting here in this stage of my life. All right, guys, let's get into the food segment side of today's episode. And I want to kind of tie this in with baking and precision, because I think that I have said this multiple times. You're going to keep hearing me say it. Like, a shout out to pastry chefs out there. Like, I you don't even know how much I respect you. But I think discipline when it comes to cooking applies to all of cooking, but especially to the baking and pastry side of cooking. And the first thing I want to talk about is, like, baking is a science. It's not guesswork, which is exactly why I always say I'm not a pastry chef. I love being a savory chef, because I can make stuff off the rip, just like I've never even made before, because I know this and that. I know how things work. And if it messes up, I also can fix it. Now, amazing pastry chefs can also do the same thing, but they also have a secondary thing that they're doing. The science behind it and the measuring, because when you're baking, you need to be measured out. You need to know exactly what you're doing. You need to use things like your scales and your cups, and consistency is key. If you think about a baked dish or like a pastry, anything like in that realm, that sweet, if it is not consistent, you're probably not going to want it. And for it to be consistent, they have to do those things. So, yes, they can fix it. They can do things. But, like, they also have to be so precise and so on point. And that takes discipline. So that's the first thing I want to talk about, was that baking is just, it's not a science, man. I mean, it's not a guesswork. It's a science. The other thing is, and I feel like this is the number one thing that I want to talk about today, and that is timing. Timing is everything. Because when it comes to baking and pastry, if your timing is off, then you're off. You can know how to make bread, and you know that you need to make the dough, let the dough rest, then sometimes let the rest again, and then bake out the dough. But if you don't do the timings for those things, doesn't matter if you measured out right. Doesn't matter if you have all the ingredients right. It doesn't matter if you did all the good techniques. Without letting that dough rest, your timing in that part, you're not going to get the loaf of bread you're looking for. So timing is everything, from poofing the dough to resting the cookies. Because also, that's another thing, like, resting your sweets is just as important, if not more important, than resting your savory things. Like, when we say rest a steak, resting your cookies is very important for a type of cookie that you're looking for. It's a brand new recipe that we used to make at America's Test Kitchen when I worked there, where the rest time is everything. Because if you don't let it rest, then you don't have the consistency that they want you to have, which makes the world of difference. So resting time is so, so, so important. So those are the two things I'm going to start off with. Just understand that baking is a science, not guesswork, and that timing is everything. All right, let's jump back into today's topic of discipline. And I want to say too, like, with discipline, because for me, like, I'm in a new phase of my life where I've definitely am putting myself first, but I'm not, like, we're all being worked on, right? Like, no one's fulfilled all the way. No one's completely healed. No one is perfect. Like, we're not Jesus. And so one thing for me, which maybe might help you to stay disciplined, is to take the small, consistent wins. And, you know, like, because we we swing for the fences. I'm a person that like dreams big, and I've done things in my life that I never thought I could do, including this podcast, because sometimes we let our circumstances keep us at certain places in life, right? You know, I've had friends who they never believe they could get married because they never thought that they were worthy of being married. Like sometimes we dream bigger than what we think. Like I feel like to keep myself going as a big dreamer, I need those small, consistent wins. It's like doing a to-do list and checking it off. When you check it off, you feel good, or I feel good. I'm hoping that you feel good too. So I know, for instance, I really want to learn French. I know I can't learn French in one day. So what I do is I break it down. I tell myself, I want to do 15 minutes daily of French lessons. Not 4 hours once a month, not, you know, like, because that'd be the same, like roughly the same time, but it's like 4 hours is a lot of time, right? Like if I take it out of my day, but 15 minutes a day, it makes it smaller. Every day I do it, I feel good. I feel like I'm actually learning. It's the consistency of doing it and like continuously doing it, which will make me better at it as well. And it's like those small wins will make me get to that big win I want. Same thing with the going to the gym. Like you, and trust me, I know this, you cannot go to the gym in one day and lose 50 pounds and get abs, but it takes consistency. Anybody that actually has worked in the gym will tell you that consistency is key. And yes, going to the gym is rough at first, but the more you go, I feel like the better you feel. Like I am actually not feeling great because I know that I've been off of a ship for a while. I've been doing so much stuff that I have not had a gym routine. I feel sluggish. I don't feel as good. Like, and it's not even about the outward look of like looking good for other people. It's like I don't feel as energized as I normally feel. Like when I have a gym routine, my daily energy level is higher. I feel more alive. Like I love the way it feels. And I think like that's something too. You have to figure out what makes you feel good in that sense and continue doing that for you. Because the reason why I always say airplane mode is you can't show up for nobody if you don't show up for yourself. Like I don't care who you're helping. I don't care financially, mentally, like romantically. All those people, they can't be helped by you if you are not able to help them. And if you're not taking care of yourself, then how are you going to help them? So it's like, that's like one of the core parts there. Also wanted to say like with discipline, because I said this in the intro a little bit, and it's like, sometimes I feel like we look at discipline as being restricted, but it's a freedom, you know, like it's the opposite because it has this negative connotation, but it's like, once your systems are in place, like your life opens up, like you can travel, enjoy your craft, explore new foods, like because you build consistency. Like that's for me, like that's what I do because I build consistency. I can do all these things and I want to continue that. You know, like when you are not consistent with things is when you're kind of trapped. And it kind of restricts you, right? Because like even with myself, like I work on ships a little more than half the year now because I've asked to work more. I would always go down if I was in a relationship, but I'm single. So I work on ships a little bit more, you know, and by working on ships more, the things that I like to do or the things I want to do off the ship, I have to be so precise and consistent with them for them to flow the way I want them to flow. I record my podcast, I record my YouTube channel, I do all these different things in a condensed sense of time, but I have to stay consistent and disciplined on it because otherwise I don't have the freedom to work on ships and also do these other things I want to do. If I was just like out here, not, you know, like not going filming in a 5-day interval for my YouTube channel and making sure that I get everything and all the angles and all the shots I want, then I would be really, really restricted on what I could release because I would be trying to do this week by week, but I'm already doing other stuff. And it's like, I get that it looks like you're going to be restricting yourself or like you're tied down because you're being discipline, but it does give you this sense of freedom because you have so much more time to dedicate to the other things. So it actually gives you the opposite of what is looking like. And once you do it, it just like opens up your world. And like I say, it opened up my world with those things. Like I can travel and enjoy my craft and, you know, do all the other things. So I feel like it has opened my world up to a place I never thought it could be opened up to. So I'm very, very excited to get more disciplined about other things. One of the other things I really want to do is getting a little bit more disciplined and consistent on reading books more. I feel like I stopped reading books, and it's just like a weird thing to say out loud. But I just looked at it, and I was like, when is the last time you read a book? And I was like, no, this can't be. I got to start reading more books. So, yeah. So, like, I gave myself a self-assessment. I was like, you need to read some books, man. Like, this is crazy. But before I do that, too, before I dig on myself a little too much, because I read. Like, don't read, but I need to read more. But let's get back into our food segment. Because I want to go over two other things with you guys. And the other one is something that I feel like ties into what we just talked about with that freedom versus being contained or like, you know, a little bit restricted. And that's going to be control versus creativity. So this is a very hard one. And I actually have an episode coming up that we're going to talk about this a little bit more with my co-host Brittany. But with control versus creativity, you can only break the rules once you've mastered them. I'm going to say that one more time. You can only break the rules once you've mastered them, guys. Like, I know that we live in a society right now where no one wants to like be boxed in. No one wants to like, you know, like people don't want to be in monogamous relationship. They want to be friends with benefits. People don't want to like try to read recipes. They want to like do it on their own. People don't like, we want to break the rules so bad. And it's like, okay, do what you want to do. But you need to know what the rules are first. Like you need to know what rules to break to then make it the way you want. And when it comes to baking, a lot of times you would go into a recipe and you're just like, oh, chocolate chip cookies. I'm going to do granola and yellow raisins and oatmeal because I love those things in these chocolate chip cookies. You need to know what the recipe is to understand why it's working and what will make it work before you change the recipe. Before you just change and break the rules, know what the rules are. And my key that I always tell people is I love creativity in the kitchen. That's why I'm a savory chef as well. Like, I love creativity. But you need to know where you're coming from. And if you want to try to freestyle a recipe, for instance, my key advice to tell you is find a recipe to go off of that has the major ingredients in it. For instance, if you're gluten-free, don't try to freestyle a recipe and then make it gluten-free. Find a gluten-free recipe with the main ingredients that you want to use and then freestyle from there. And it's still going to be a really big test kitchen situation of you testing and failing. But you have a better start point. But ultimately, know what the rules are before you break them. Now, the second one for this segment, and I think it just wraps itself very nicely, is celebrate the process, not just the product. And that is where the discipline makes the repetition beautiful, right? Because like the process of learning how to make the perfect apple pie, sweet potato pie, peach cobbler, banana pudding, whatever that you're trying to master is just as beautiful as the product. Because you had to go through those steps to get there, right? Like, a lot of times, and anybody that has done these things, you already know this. You are a test cook when you're doing this. Like, when you're baking a cake for the first time, like, you're testing it. You're trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work. But that process is beautiful because it made you get to the point to know what you do and don't like about it. And it's just that whole thing of, like, don't miss the actual process trying to like achieve the product too fast. So take your time. You know, a lot of that, like as far as being disciplined on pastry and baking side, like take your time, like know exactly what you want your end result to be, and keep going and tweaking it until you get there. But don't take for granted that time that it took to get there, because that's a beautiful time, man. And sometimes you'll make something that is even better while you're on that journey. And that's why you don't want to skip the journey, right? Like, you don't want to skip it. You definitely want to enjoy it and celebrate the process. All right. So, wrapping up this episode is, actually, I want to bring back some of the things we just talked about in the food side. And one is just, like, breaking the rules. You know, I touched on, like, different relationship archetypes and like, other things. But it's like, you know, like, discipline is great, but you need to know where it's coming from and what you're going to apply it to. And I think we do kind of try to break rules that we don't even know about sometimes. And that goes person to person. And then also, just celebrating the process, celebrating the time. Like, life is so short. And I know we say that all the time, but I'm in my 30s. And I'm seeing people around me pass away and, like, not live to their 95. Like, I, you know, like, you assume you're going to live to. And it just makes me feel like if you're nervous about taking that leap of faith on somebody or, you know, jumping into a new job or trying something new, it's not that you're wrong for being nervous, but just for a moment, think about it and say, do you want this to be a regret later? Like, is this job making you so excited, so, like, fulfilling that it's worth risking not taking it? Is this person making you so happy and you've never felt this way before, but you still want to just, like, be so stubborn and stick to what you're doing that you don't want to take that leap of faith? Like, I think that sometimes the process we get lost in because we're so worried about the end result. But hey, just like mistakes in the kitchen creates different and amazing recipes, mistakes in life and people that come along or opportunities that come along create amazing memories and can change the trajectory of your life in a way. So I can wrap this up by saying that discipline, I feel like, is needed. But it's also such an amazing tool to add to your tool belt as a person, as you're growing. And it really does open you up for freedom. Like, it just gives you a sense of freedom on everything else. And I will say this too. It really gives me free time. I know that it does not sound like it. And when I break down what all I do in a year, because we all do a lot, it's like, dang, how'd you get that done? But it's just discipline, man. Like, it's just discipline. And it's in you. Because, like I say, no one's holding you accountable for these things but you. So, always remember that. Woo! All right, guys. So, this is officially the first episode going forward. I'm very excited. I don't know if you guys can tell in my voice. I hope so. But I'm very excited. I definitely want to get more in tune with my listeners. You guys have been great with DMing me and reaching out through email. But now with YouTube, you can go into the comments and everything else. So don't forget, please go to YouTube now. And I made it pretty easy for you. So it'll be Cooking Your Way Through Life if you search YouTube. So you'll be able to go to the channel. You can go ahead and start subscribing. Please subscribe. I will be dropping things over the next couple weeks, so you can go ahead and get subscribed so you can see it when it comes out. And I have so many exciting things coming for you. I also recorded an actual theme song for the show that you will be able to get on iTunes and Spotify. That'll be coming out, so look out for that. So if you don't already follow me on Instagram, on X, on TikTok, you can follow me at all those at ChefHollywood88. You can also go ahead and follow that page at YouTube at Cooking Your Way Through Life. And I hope that you're going to enjoy this journey that we're about to be on, because I'm super excited to share it with you. And thank you, as always, for listening. So I'll catch you next time. Next week, it's going to be a special episode. You're going to be introduced to the co-host that'll be on the episodes coming up. So cool little drop for you guys. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.